yes, we're up for the cup again, the JD Welsh Cup. That's why we're playing Enewl in the background, Pedwar, because it's round four, and it's going to be a great round of action. Mark Jonah-Jones joins me in a minute to analyse every game. We're also going to be speaking to some very special people, including the man whose right boot is lighting up this cup competition, Barry Town United's James Dixon. He's got 10 goals in two rounds. What is he going to do to TNS when Barry square up to them in front of the Scorio cameras? We'll also be speaking to Holyhead Hotspur's manager about how they dispatched Bangor and whether Bala are next on the chopping block. And then we go down to Gwent for a very interesting derby and speak to Cwmbran Celtic manager Nicky Church as they take on Welsh League High Flyers Goitre of Gwent. Well, the Welsh Cup is exciting, but it's definitely exciting if you have a super sharp shooter. See, I can't even say it. Super sharp shooter in your midst. Let's talk to the man who is the super sharp shooter of the Welsh Cup. His name's James Dixon, and he'll be lining up for some action on Saturday as Barry Town United, his team, host TNS. James, thanks for coming on to the podcast.
No problems at all.
Well, you've got a bit of a reputation for finding the goal in this competition. What is it heading to? How do you make that happen?
Well, the help of my teammates, I say. I just put the ball into the net at the moment. But yes, without thanks to my teammates, I wouldn't be here without them.
Is there something special about this cup, or are you behaving that way in the league as well?
No, I scored as many in the league. Everyone seems to link this Welsh Cup with my initials as James Dixon, the JD Welsh Cup. So, yeah, you could say there's something a little bit special about this cup.
You don't wear lucky boots just for the cup, do you?
No. A few people have asked me that, but no, I train. I train in my boots and I play in the same pair. Fortunately, there's no lucky boots.
Well, let's get to the match ahead of you. Not only will the TV cameras be there, but hopefully Arthur Barry will turn up as well because, well, it brings back some memories, doesn't it, Barry against TNS matches for people down there. So everybody knows it's a pretty special day, don't they?
Yeah, there's a massive buzz around the town at the moment. You know, everywhere I'm going, people are asking me about tickets and what we're expecting. And, you know, so, yeah, there's a great buzz around the club and around the town. So we can't just wait to play now.
And obviously the story of Barry is well documented. You're coming Phoenix-like, rising from the ashes, back towards the Premier League. What do you fancy your chances like for Saturday then?
I'm quietly confident. I think TNS are not having the best run at the moment. So yeah, you know, we've got nothing to lose, and we just wanna play with a smile on our face, and you know, make every second count.
And I suspect it will be important to get the first goal, and certainly that's what you did against Denby Town, didn't you? You went ahead in the game against Denby.
Yeah, we went 1-0 up. Lucky I scored a first half hat trick that game, so we went into the break I think 3-0 up. So. Be nice if we could do that again, but I'm not too sure.
How much of that fact that TNS are not winning consistently in the league at the moment, how much is being used as a sort of psychological tool with you guys?
Well, to be honest, we've been focusing on the league at the moment because that's the number one priority. You want to be playing these types of games week in, week out. So we haven't spoke too much about the big game. Obviously, we'll be in training tonight. But personally, I've looked at the results, you know, and they aren't in the great form. So, yeah, we are, like you say, quietly confident. So
this is your third spell with Gavin, I understand, isn't it?
Yes, I've had three spells. This is the third, so hopefully I'll stay at Barry now. But, I just love playing, you know. I'm from Barry myself, so there's no greater buzz than playing for your hometown club.
And what would it mean for Barry to progress in the Welsh Cup this season? Obviously, like you say, you've got to get out of that Welsh League. You want to get out of that Welsh League, but if you were to be in a real serious position for lifting that cup this season, would that mean more to you guys at this time than getting out of that league?
I think if you had to ask the gaffer, he'd probably say he'd take a promotion over the Welsh Cup. But like I said, the Welsh Cup means so much to us, so tough choice.
Well, all the best with the afternoon, James. I know it's going to be a great occasion because every occasion at Jenner Park is a great occasion. I know you're going to enjoy yourself, but I'm sure all you're focused on is getting a result at the end of the 90 minutes. And, well, best of luck with that. And thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Much appreciated. Thank you very much. Take care.
So, Mark Jonah-Jones has won the JD Welsh Cup. Who are the other players we should watch out for in the Barry Town United lineup, Jonah?
You've got Drew Fahia playing right wing. He's played in the Cup final, the Welsh Cup final already. He played for Port Talbot against Bangor. big goal in the final as well. You know, he's a live wire right winger. Jordan Cottrell, a number 10, is a good footballer, plays in behind, definitely good enough to play, you know, in a Welsh Premier. TJ Nagy has been there a long time, good striker. Karim Lee has just joined them. They got a good side, the forward line, you know, exceptional forward line. And amongst the goals the last few weeks, they will go into the game as well. You know, the coach they have, Gavin Chesterfield, would have done his homework. They will go into the game with plenty of confidence because they're on a great run in the Welsh League. And I think they're the top scorer so far this season's Welsh League. And the odds, Mark, the odds really shocked me. Barry Town versus the New Saints. Barry Town, 9-1 at home. There'll be plenty of people, I think, getting a few quid on that.
I mean, 9-1 for that home win. They don't seem to have factored in the home crowd, which will be amazing, because I know that tickets are flying like hotcakes down there. But they've also not factored in, I think, that Barry do have pedigree, you know, perhaps in a former life, if you like, but still have pedigree in this competition and still have pedigree as a decent force in Welsh football.
Mark, they've always been a decent force. They're back, you know, through adversity to where they are now. They're in second place in a Welsh League First Division. And they're a good footballing team, right? They will welcome TNS. TNS, as I said, will go in strong favourites. But Barry Town defeated Denbigh Town 6-1 in the last round of the Welsh Cup. So I think we may have a special game on our.
So one of the big shocks of the last round was Holyhead Hotspur beating Bangor on their home turf. I was watching it via Twitter from Dubai at 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't get any picture of it on Al Jazeera, unfortunately. But it was a great game via Twitter. I wonder what it was like in real life. Let's ask the man who led the winning team, Campbell Harrison. Hello, Campbell.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. So what was it like when you beat Bangor?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it's a bit surreal, really. But I think we knew we could do it before the game. So actually to beat them was, you know, a brilliant achievement. And in the way that we did it as well, which was scoring right near the death, which didn't give them much time to mount a real comeback as well, it sort of finished it all off nicely, really.
And I suppose the good thing about it was originally the game was going to be on Scurry on Saturday. That got called off because of the high winds. But your energy levels and your desire to win from the team was still up there a few days later when it eventually got played.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody was disappointed that when the game was called off because of the wind, the club had gone to such great lengths to try and get the game on. And everybody, I think it was the first time, you know, certainly in Holyhead, but certainly the first time for an Anglesey club to be live on telly a whole game. You've had highlights, you know, from many games in the past, but yes, it was going to be a big occasion, and you know, for certainly some of our players, probably one of the only occasions that they might play, you know, live on telly. So that was very disappointing. But at the same time, it gave us a little bit of time to sort of regroup. And I think it probably worked in our favour overall because we had to play the midweek, we had to travel down. It was still wet and windy. And it's quite a difficult place to come and play sometimes in Holyhead. So, yeah, I think it worked out okay for us in the end, although we'd have loved to be on either this round or obviously that fixture as well.
So what you've got to do now is beat Bala, and maybe the Scurrier cameras will come around next time. What's your strategy for Bala?
Well, I think we definitely if we beat Bala, so that would be a real good sort of incentive for us. But, well, what do we do to beat Bala? Well, you know, in my opinion, Bala are, you know, probably one of the best teams in Wales. I think that's been proved over the last couple of years. They've had a number of outings in Europe now. Individually, they've got some brilliant individual players. And again, that's no disrespect to Bangor, but I think individually they're probably a stronger side. They know how to grind results out. You know, they've got that experience there, a very experienced manager. So they're not scared to sort of play football or to do it dirty either way. What do we do? Well, we need all the luck. But we'll have a game plan. We're going training tonight. And we'll go through our game plan for Saturday. We've watched them a couple of times, so we're quite aware of what they can do. And as long as we can keep the game tight, you never know. Simple as that.
And I suppose we know a lot about Bala on this podcast. We don't know much about you. Obviously not giving too many clues away, but who are the players we should watch from Holyhead?
Right, well, we've got quite a few experienced players, and we've got quite a few locals as well. The sort of probably standout player would be Rhys Roberts, our captain. He's played and is at the League of Wales level. He's a centre half, so he's played at Port and Airbus as well. And then we've got mixed in with quite a few locals. We've got some really cracking young players. And we've got some stalwarts like Dean Garmy and Mike Kelly, Ken Leowen, Alex Jones, Michael Edwards, who were all forward. And then we've got some young lads like Derry Thomas, Jamie Roberts and Corey Jones, who have come in and done really well this year. I think they're ones to watch for the future.
What have Bala got to do to stop Holyhead Hotspur?
Well, this is the beauty of the Welsh Cup, Holyhead Hotspur. They've defeated Bangor, who would have been amongst, you know, they got great cup tradition, Bangor. They would have been amongst the first four or five favourites for the competition. Bala, I know they're desperate to get, you know, to the Welsh Cup final. They've never won the Welsh Cup, and they'll be keen to stay in a competition. So this, again, throws up a brilliant game. The competition throws out surprises. Can Holyhead spring a surprise like they did in the previous round?
And talking about another side from the Cymru Alliance, Gillsfield play Airbus. What are the wingmen going to do to watch out for on their side?
Gillsfield, you know, they've done well in the competition so far. They beat Glantraith in the first round, 4-2 after extra time. They beat Penrhyndeath in the second round, 3-2, and then went away and won to Cwmaman United, 3-0 in the third round. So, that, you know, they've come through three rounds all. They'll think they're on a run. It's a great, great draw for Gillsfield, drawing a big club like Airbus. And they just have to perform on a day and try to create the shock. Airbus, another club who haven't won the Welsh Cup. So they'll be desperate to win Saturday. I'm sure Andy Priest would like to put a Welsh Cup win on his CV as well as European competitions. But great game, throws it a great game. And Gillsfield, Airbus will start the strong favourites. But, you know, good luck to the underdog.
We've got a lovely little Gwent derby brewing in this round as well. Cwmbran Celtic against Goitre of Gwent. Now, Goitre of Gwent doing very well in the Welsh League First Division. Could possibly come up to the Premier League next season if they fancy it. Cwmbran Celtic a bit lower than them, but they'll still fancy the chances. Anything can happen in a cup competition. Let's hear what Nicky Church, the manager of Cwmbran Celtic, thinks.
From our point of view, we're delighted to be in this round of the competition. I'm told it's the furthest the club have ever been, so that's a massive bonus for us. In terms of a derby game, everybody knows what a derby match brings. I'm expecting a very, very good Goitre side to come down to us. We've had a great draw at home, in my opinion. We're looking to give it a good go.
And you got this far this season. You've done really well in the competition. You've had some cracking matches along the way. First season in management as well, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, first season in management, yeah. I used to play in goal, actually, and they told me goalkeeper has to be nuts, but I'm changing my opinion on that story. I think a manager has to be a little bit more crazy. But, yeah, like you say, we got a good draw. We've had three away games in the competition so far. Against opposition, they're pretty much unknown to us. Gave a great account of ourselves in all three matches, played really well, and we just like to keep our form going now. We take each game as it comes, no game is bigger than the other, whatever's in front of us. Last weekend it was Porth, this weekend it's Goitre. We keep our feet firmly on the ground, we know what's expected of us at the end of the day, and I'm quite happy to be classed as the underdogs.
Who do you think is going to win that one?
It's a great derby for Gwent. Don't forget, it is the last 16 in the Welsh Cup. Celtic are in fifth place in Division 2 under the stewardship of Delachy. Been around a long time. Delachy was involved when Cwmbran last got to the Welsh Cup final, I think. And that was plenty of years ago. But they're playing a red-hot Goitre at the moment from Gwent. They're scoring goals for fun. They're second in the Welsh League First Division on the tail of Cardiff Met. And they're the form in the Welsh League of the First Division at the moment. So the smart money would say Goitre would be the favourites, but Cwmbran Celtic, can they cause a shock in the local derby? I'm sure they can.
Now, many people have called Portalbot the Milan of Wales, and quite rightly so. Two great football teams, and hey, football fans in Portalbot, neutrals of you, as if there's any neutral football fans in Portalbot, have a choice of where to go to watch your football on Saturday. You could either go and watch Avon Lido against Cardiff Met. Who do you think is going to win that one, Jonah?
I just think the Met, Lido, you know, they got a great tradition. When I told them, they're always tough to beat. The Lido, Lido was one of the best places to go when I was managing. You get a battle, they'll always get a welcome. But the Met are going really well at the moment. They're top of the first division, you know, 4 points clear at the top. And word has it, they have a really sharp side. Conditions could help the Lido because, you know, the rain, they're most probably more used to the grass and, you know, bumpy conditions. The Met usually play on the smart 3G surface. But I just have to go for the Met favourites. I'd say the Met should ease through.
And then up the road at the San Siro, it's Pertolbert against Kyra Ely. This is Pertolbert's only chance of silverware, you'd argue, this season, Jonas. So they've got to go for this one, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely they have to go through. I was at the first game when they played Cambrian and Cliddock. I mean, they missed so many chances, Cambrian and Cliddock, to go through. As it happened, poor Talbot winning extra time. And sometimes you think then, you know, is it going to be a year? They definitely, their fans are desperate for a run in the Welsh Cup, and they'd love to get to the final again. So I think poor Talbot just may have a little bit too much for Cara Ely.
Now, Buckley beat MBI Llandudno in penalties at the last round, so they're not afraid to go 90 minutes plus. So what gap Connors Key have got to do, Jonas, surely, is kill this game off as soon as quickly.
Buckley did well as well. They've sounded out, you know, their warning after seeing another Welsh Premier team out in the first round. So I'm sure Andy Morrison's men will be eager to put this one to bed early, like you said. But Buckley have showed their strength in the first round. They're a keen team and they're not afraid of anybody. So it could be a good game on Friday evening. But I just see Andy Morrison and his team at the moment, that after taking the 4 points up to six against TNS, they'll have a great buzz of confidence about them at the moment. And I see Gap Connors Key going through.
Well, all the odds, if you want to check them, including that bizarre 9-1 for a Barry Town home win, 9-1, can be found at davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. We'll be back next week with a review of the Welsh Cup and looking ahead to the Welsh Premier League. Happy birthday, the Football Association of Wales, Penblwydd Hapus. See you soon.
Brought to you by Audioboom.